Good morning. I'm Finn Avenue. Heavy surf continued over the weekend at Jersey Shore beaches, leading to more water rescues. Two people were rescued by the Seaside Heights Fire Department Saturday afternoon, 200 yards from the beach in South Seaside Park. Two boaters were rescued from a sailboat in the surf at the Fifth Lane Beach in South Seaside Park Saturday night. And state police told Mid-Jersey News that a sailboat overturned in Spring Lake on Sunday afternoon, with troopers rescuing four people. COVID booster shots are now available for those in New Jersey who qualify. To be eligible, you first have to have had the Pfizer shot at least 6 months ago. Everybody over the age of 65 is eligible, and those under 65 are as well if they have an underlying medical condition or work in high-risk jobs such as healthcare. You can sign up for the booster shot on the state's COVID website. A long-expected COVID baby boom appears to have come to New Jersey, with one neonatal center reporting many more births during the summer months than its usual average.
190 or more at Atlantic Care's Center for Childbirth in June, July, and August, compared to the 160 to 165 usually delivered per month in the past 2 years. NICU Medical Director Dr. Jennifer Teoseco says the boom took a while to get going, with job and COVID uncertainty in many families, but it's definitely here now.
We usually look at historical trends. So if it's more than, I would say, 10 to 20, that is definitely considered a boom or a surge.
The U.S. Census Bureau recently reported that births took a dip nationwide over last winter, but we're starting to show evidence of a bump, a baby bump, by March. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
Monmouth Beach police are asking for your help in learning who set fire to a porta-john at Griffin Street Park. A stench filled the air and melted plastic and debris were left behind around 1:15 Sunday morning. The fire also caused minor damage to the baseball dugout right next to where it occurred in the park. Anybody with information should call Monmouth Beach Police. If you live, work, and or commute through the downtown Toms River area, be prepared for alternate routes. Suez is beginning work today to replace about 3 miles worth of aging water main and renew about 230 individual services across Robin Street, Washington Street, Hooper Avenue, Higher Street, Allen Street, Maiden Lane, and Brooks Road. Work will continue through the end of the year. It's the moment Sopranos fans have been waiting for. The prequel to the hit HBO crime drama is set to debut in movie theaters this Friday with a few familiar Jersey scenes.
The Many Saints of Newark, which follows a young Tony Soprano in his teenage years, hits theaters and HBO Max on October 1st. Stephen Gorelick, executive director of the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, says...
And it's set against the background of the racial turmoil in the late 60s. So you have conflict between the African-American community there and the Italian community.
Just as The Sopranos was filmed in popular New Jersey spots, so is The Many Saints of Newark, including...
Factory Alley's Pork Store, which plays importantly in the movie. It was actually rebuilt in Patterson, where we have a lot of filming as well, because the original Factory Alley was torn down.
The young version of Tony is played by Michael Gandolfini, son of the late soprano star James Gandolfini. In Trenton, I'm Jen Ursulo.
Stafford police are looking for witnesses as they continue to investigate a two-car collision that took place Saturday just before noon. Police said a Barnegat man was heading south on Route 9. He was hit by a Manahawkin woman heading west on Hilliard Boulevard. Both plus a passenger were brought to the hospital for treatment of their injuries. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of Salmonella-Oreenberg infections in 29 states, including New Jersey, but so far a food source for the illness has not been identified. Investigators have collected samples of food from restaurants where those who were affected ate and found the outbreak strain in a sample taken from a takeout condiment cup containing cilantro and lime. Allaire Community Farm and Wall is hosting a special barbecue event for all New Jersey military veterans. President of the Board of Directors at Allaire Community Farm, Rick Young, says they've been running events for veterans for a couple years now, but they wanted to do something special so veterans could bring their families as well.
One of the things that we hear from veterans is that there's a number of programs available to them, but the families are not necessarily included, and they wanted to be able to share the experience of sharing with other veterans.
The barbecue event will take place October 7th from 4:30 to 7:30 and include arts and crafts, hay rides, a petting zoo, and, of course, great barbecue food. Young says no need to sign up, just show up with your military ID. I'm Vin Abenu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.